TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Apparently, Hologram the Gyms not doing very well.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Or Gem and the Holograms?
Whatever.
It's doing so not well, Noah can't even remember what it's called.
You know what I blame
it on? I
didn't
even know that was out.
Gyms, Holograms, who gives a shit?
Apparently not the movie going public.
No.
I literally have not seen one thing for that.
Well, I mean, just from the review I read, which is what they do sometimes. Like, here, let's just take this idea that people loved how it was, and let's fuck it up.
I just meant I haven't seen, like, hey, it's coming. Hey, it's here. Hey, it's out now. I haven't seen any of that.
Yep. You know why? Because the studio went, hey, fuck it.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we're back from our unscheduled hiatus. Andy was battling kidney stones, I had strep throat, and Noah went camping. And then we do a list of our high five time travel movies that aren't Back to the Future. And when you hear this sound...
Still not only in the year 2015!
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
Mediocre as it's ever been.
We're back. Been on extended hiatus.
I don't know why you're here. Haven't we abused you enough?
Nope, they keep coming back. They're like, yeah, push it in our faces again, TanCast. Call us dirty. You're dirty.
I'm Tim, the T in pushing it in your face.
Andy, are you okay? Are you lonely?
No, just drugs.
Are you still on drugs?
Just drugs.
Okay.
I'm Andy, the druggy and TanCast.
I'm Noah. Just somewhat healthy one in TanCast.
Nifty.
For now.
We'll see about that.
We don't know. We are all getting old, and our bodies are like, fuck you.
We are shutting this down.
Hey, did you have plans for Saturday? Fuck it. Go to the hospital instead.
I had the same problem. Well,
I know.
Yeah, do we want to do Tanlapse or anything, or do we just want to go into how everyone's week was?
Let's just go into how everyone's week was.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
We got a full episode of things to talk about, and I'm sure Andy's going to take up most of it.
Probably.
Because he can't just be like, oh, this happened and that happened. He's going to be like, and then on Tuesday...
Because I'll piss hot fire!
So, yeah... I mean, I don't want a spoiler, so I'm going to ask about that later, but why don't you tell us about how your week was, Andy?
anybody who follows me on Twitter already knows, but apparently my insides decided to make tiny little rocks and then send them rocketing out of my pee hole. That was not fun. So... On Saturday,
here we go. Strap
I had
in, everybody.
Some cereal
get
with my son.
It.
It was the frosted flake, the not frosted flakes, the mini wheats with the fruit in the middle. But so, right after breakfast, I started to feel a little like tension in my back. I was like, was I sitting wrong? Like, am I just incapable of sitting now? Is that how old I am? So I thought, oh, okay, you know, this is like the sort of tingling that I get when my back's about to go out. Better go up and, you know, take some anti-inflammatories and go lay on a heating pad. On my way up the stairs, I'm like, I think I need to poop. Like, my bowels are mad at me, too. Maybe this is gas pain. So I went in the bathroom, sat down, tried to poop, wound up face down on the floor, rolling around, crying and screaming. Pants still around ankles. Thankfully, you know, no poop anywhere. Nothing actually came out the back end. So that's where my wife found me, was sort of rolling around. She's like, do we need to take you to the doctor? I'm like, no, I just need some back spasm, need heating pad. Can you put the heating pad on? So she puts it on, I climb onto the heating pad, and then I'm like thrashing in bed. And I start to notice, like, usually when my back spasms, it's right on the spine, because it's like those muscles are the ones that go, and then they pinch the nerves, and then the nerves make the muscle spasm more, and so on and so forth. Round and round we go. I noticed it was like all on one side. Like it was like just completely on the right. So I had that idea. I'm like, oh, fuck, I wonder if this is a kidney stone. So I look up some of the symptoms. I'm like, well, I don't have that, I don't have that, I don't have that, and I'm not vomiting, so that's okay. Then all of a sudden I start to, like, just the world sort of grays out because the pain starts to come on. And I'm like, fuck my life. Get me to the doctor. So crawl back out of bed, go to the doctor in my pajamas, wind up a half a block away from where people are doing one of the, you know, taste of, where there's, like, people, you know, day drinking at, like, 11 o'clock in the fucking morning. As we pull into the parking lot for the doctor, I realize I'm not going to make it into a parking space. I tell my wife, I'm like, stop the car, stop the car, stop the car, stop the car. She stops. I hop out and start vomiting into the doctor's bushes. And people are staring at me, and I'm like, this is from pain. I haven't been drinking. And I'm like, that's exactly what
don't
a really
eat the
drunk
food,
guy
it's
would
terrible.
say. So I start trying to make my way actually, like, down the front of the building to get to the front door in the at the doctor's office. Vomit freshly in my beard, which was, like, super not embarrassing at all. Get into the doctor's office, and I guess I was kind of in between pangs because I could, like, sort of move. They get me back. They start doing the, like, taking my temperature and asking me, you know, history of the pain and whatever. Wound up again, like, just on the floor of the doctor's office. I'm pretty sure I was screaming curse words as I was also screaming answers to their questions about my history of symptoms. So when that passed...
So what'd you say, 1 to 10? What'd you say the pain was? Fuck 10! Fucking 10 assholes!
Say 8! Say 8!
So, you guys are fast-forwarding a little bit, but yeah, I had that conversation later.
Oh, heaven forbid we fast-forward this story.
Yes.
Please. Tell us,
so,
what color was the doctor's office?
When was it built, Andy? Tell us
that's
the history
you sound
of
like,
your
Tim.
Doctor.
That's what
where
you sound like.
Where did he
like.
Grow up? Where did he get his degree? How many kids does he have?
That's what you sound like, Noah. Take that.
I think Tim understood me, and that's all that counts.
Anyways, yeah, so they call me an ambulance.
You're an ambulance.
I managed to walk my broken ass out. Two very nice ladies shove a needle into the back of my hand and then stick some drugs in it, which started to make the pain a lot less. So that was nice. That was a good turn in the morning. I'm like, oh, thank you, angels of drugs. So ride to the emergency room, wheel me into one of the little ER, like, holding pens. I passed somebody else who was writhing around on their own gurney. Like, looking over to her, I'm like, hope you feel better. She's like, yeah, you too. And then our gurneys went their separate ways.
She's dead.
Probably. She didn't seem to be, like, bleeding anywhere, but, you know, you never know.
Oh, no, I killed her.
Once you go, oh, okay. Good to know. Okay, all right. So I'm in the actual ER room, kind of getting checked in. They're, you know, again, taking the vitals again, asking me the history of all the stuff. You know, any other medications I take, all that stuff. And then she gets to, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, where would you rate your pain? And immediately Brian Regan starts talking in my head. And I stop, and I was, because I was seriously considering 10, and then I was like, and I actually told her, well, I've heard that breaking your humerus is the worst possible pain a human being can be in, so I want to leave a little bit of headroom. Like, 8, I think? 8? Yeah, this is pretty fucking bad. 8. She's like, yeah, I'm going to put you down at a 10. So then they gave me some real good drugs, and the pain went away for probably an hour or two, long enough for them to do ultrasound of my kidneys and determine that that there wasn't sign of, like, back pressure, like, making the kidneys swell up that would require, like, emergency surgery. However big the stone was, it wasn't big enough to be seen on the ultrasound. So they're like, yeah, we're pretty sure you're just going to pass this in the next 48 to 72 hours. I'm like, oh, that's great. And they wheel me back into the room. And then nobody checks on me for, it had to be days. Like, it had to be maybe even weeks. Probably closer to, like, 30 minutes or something like that. And I hear people talking about, you know, like, there's calls for, like, you know, trauma surgeons and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there's actually people dying out there where I just fucking feel like I ought to. But then the pain came roaring back. My wife and son had kind of shown up in the meantime, and then they'd gone off to go buy me gifts, little stuffed T-Rex and some cute get-well cards and whatnot. And they came back in just in time to see me writhing around where they'd finally come back in and given me a shot, but like hadn't actually kicked in yet. So I was there vomiting again in front of my kid. Was he crying and concerned about daddy? Was he shocked and disgusted by the vomit? Or did he want to look inside the bag immediately? You guys take your guesses.
I think we all would have went on and looked inside the bag immediately.
Yeah, that's exactly where he went.
What's in the bag?
Yeah, what's in the bag? Well, breakfast.
Did you vomited in a bag?
Oh, yeah.
Did you say that part?
I think I did.
I don't think so. What's in the bag? What's in the bag?
It didn't say he vomited, so I assumed that he was vomiting into a bag.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I prefer a bucket.
I liked the bag because it was soft. There was no.
Or the mouth of a submissive.
Oh yes.
Wait, what?
Huh? Wait, what? No, this story's not about me. It's about Andy.
Is this BSDM class? Tim, do you have a secret life I don't know about?
Yeah. It's the point of having a secret life if people know about it.
Noah, it's Mistress Tim to you. Now lick his boots.
If it was Andy, it'd be lick my Crocs.
Yeah. Good Get time. In all the little toe holes.
Oh. Ew. But those are funky.
No,
fungus.
See, the airflow in those things is great. I'm telling you guys, it's like walking on clouds. Someday you will know, and you will join me.
Foot fungus.
Yeah, so speaking of Crocs, I can't remember where... Drew had to, like, just suddenly had to pee and was about to pee all over the room, so Caitlin got him out to go pee. And at that point, the doctor comes in and starts to check me out. And he stops talking, and I realize he stopped talking because the page that I heard was... pediatric trauma. I'm like, you need to go. You want to check on this, don't you? I'm like, I'm less important. I got a tiny little rock stuck in my kidney. They just said pediatric trauma. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna go check on that. I'm like, yeah, you should. So once again, I'm sitting there realizing, like, I'm rolling around thinking, I'm gonna die. This is the worst pain anybody has been in. And meanwhile, they're bringing a child in who's like bleeding potentially to death. Other people are having worse days than I am in this ER.
I felt very similar when I went to the hospital for what I thought was a heart attack and it turned out to be nothing. I'm like, I feel bad that you guys just spend this time on me, and like, I'm just fine. Like, I'm not dying. I mean, I didn't know at the time, but it's just like, oh, you know, you're probably not dying. You're pretty young. I'm like, all right, you're probably right.
Like, yeah, but what if I am? Because, like, if you're wrong and I'm not dying, well, you know, I am dying, but you said I'm not, you're like, oh, huh, guess we were wrong. But for me, that's it.
Yeah. But I just felt like, oh, like, I guess there's nothing wrong with me. I hope I didn't take them away from something else they work on. It seemed pretty slow, though. It didn't seem like, except for the guy who was like retching.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that guy. I felt so bad for that guy.
Yeah, well, I was that guy, so. But I know I was having a better day than at least two other people, not just because I heard, well, three other people, because I heard two trauma calls. But then at one point when I had stepped outside the room, I think it was right after I was vomiting and washing the next set of vomit out of my mustache and beard, I really if you're ever going to have a kidney stone, trim your mustache first, because vomit's going to happen.
Noted.
If you can plan ahead for your kidney stone, yes.
Wait. Before you take me to the hospital, can you trim me up?
Yeah. So I walked outside, and I saw a dude. There was no movement, like his chest was not rising and falling or anything. His head was back. His jaw was slack. I turned back around. Like, Drew and Caitlin were starting to follow me out, and I'm like, DB in the hall. I was like, a douchebag? I'm like, DB. She's like, oh, and Drew, look at this. And, like, points him back in the room at, you know, where the oxygen... little canister things like come out of the wall.
What did you do? Like, how did you go past a dead body?
We just waited. They're not just going to, like, you know, this isn't like fucking Bangladesh. They didn't just need to leave him in the hallway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was, you know, he had recently expired, and I'm sure that they were about to take him away. I figured, you know, if we give him a couple of minutes to, or, you know, at least somebody to drape a cloth over him. Caitlin was like, maybe he was just really asleep. I was like, he was so sleepy, he wasn't breathing.
He could have been a very shallow breather.
It's possible. I mean, it is. I also recognize I was on the drugs at that point.
Maybe he had slowed down his breathing, his heart rate to full Superman.
He might have. He could have.
He had just defeated Hulk in a fight, and he did not want to get raped by Superman.
Not today.
Call back,
Superman. Yeah, so I spent the next couple of days high off my ass on Percocet. And it was not so much that I like being high. I really don't. I do not like that, like, fuzzy feeling. I'm thinking with a fucking wet towel wrapped around my skull. It's not how I like to go through life, but I was so fucking gun-shy about that pain coming back. It is literally the worst pain I've ever experienced. And one of the ladies who was treating me has given birth 3 times and had 5 kidney stones, and she said she would do a 10-pound baby before she'd do another kidney stone.
Fuck!
Like, okay.
I'm drinking the fuck out of water.
Yes. So everyone within the sound of my voice, if you don't have to pee right now, you should go get a drink of water. Because fuck that pain. It was... It's ridiculous that this tiny... Like, I caught it when it came out of me. I was sifting through my pee like the fucking worst gold miner ever.
With your little prospector pan, just
yes,
shaking
with a little
the back of
prospector pan and a little like tight mesh on the bottom, watching sand come out of my dick. And the biggest thing that came out was literally the size of like one, maybe like, not even like sea salt. Like, it didn't even graduate to that big. Like kosher salt. It was smaller than kosher salt. And that little thing, and they said, you know, it's not actually like in your bladder or, you know, coming out of your urethra that hurts. It's actually when it's in the tubes that connect your kidneys to your bladder, because they are so tiny. You know, they're like little like hairs or whatever. You get something blocking up in there, and it's hooked up to all the nerves down at the bottom of you, and everything just like lights up. Like, it's got a direct path up into your brain. I'm like, oh, don't I fucking know it? Because my world shut down when those pain attacks were happening. And it also apparently is a little bit like giving birth, because your body will go through contractions. Like, I'm like, I'm trying to birth a tiny piece of sand out of my dick hole. Great. So the other thing that nobody warned me about, so again, anybody who's listening and hasn't been put off by the vomit and the pain and all the dead body talk, the inside of my urethra got real itchy a couple of times after I passed these things. So I think it kind of scratched me, like, up inside. There's no way to itch that.
Just shake it.
I mean, I was doing, you know, kind of like when you got to do the scrotum itch, where you're like, you pinch a little bit of the skin, just kind of roll it around between your fingers. I was trying to do that with my urethra. I'm like, I hope this works. It didn't work. It didn't work at all.
You should have got like a little tiny back scratcher and stuck up your pee hole.
Yeah,
or a swizzle stick.
If I'd been into sounding, I would have had some probes to get up in there. I'm like, ah, cool and refreshing. Honey, put another probe on ice. Oh, on ice. I just realized it'd be like that scene with the kid from the Christmas movie. I can't even remember the name of it, where he sticks his tongue to the pole.
A Christmas Story.
A
you
Christmas
were
story.
Almost there.
I know.
You know that Christmas movie where they tell a story?
It's like a story about Christmas in the movie. Yeah, so none of that was fun. And the worst part of Percocet isn't thinking with the thing inside your head. It's not at all the fact that it's going to block you up and you won't poop for days, and then when you do, it'll be also like giving birth, only at a different hole.
Oh, that
it was,
hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it tore the back out of me.
Oh, fuck, those are terrible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they gave me stool softener. They're like, here, take a Percocet and take a stool softener. I'm like, you got it.
I think I told you guys, like, I'm like, a good healthy shit is just such a wonderful thing when you go older.
It is. And I had an extra large appreciation. Like fist size. Like not like, you know, adult fist size, but like child fist size appreciation for this. Yeah, so it wasn't even that. It was when I stopped taking the Percocet and suddenly started to feel like, fuck, did I catch a cold on top of everything else? No. You're going through withdrawal. Like, great. I'm a fucking junkie now. 3.5 days on Percocet, and now I got the DTs.
Yo, man, I'll suck the kidney stone out of your dick for some Percocet.
Well, I got some leftovers, Tim.
No, I don't.
I know.
Fuck.
I know.
You are the worst improv partner.
I know.
You want to do a totally different scene? How about a totally different scene? Not what you're doing, but a new scene that I'm doing now in my head that I made up. I made up a scene. Scene.
Yes, and?
Yes, and?
No, I'm done.
And then?
No, no, and then.
And then?
No, and then.
And then?
No, and then.
Ah, so how was your weeks?
So wait,
because that was basically all of mine.
Had to pee into a little, like what are those things called? Strainer?
Yes.
And when it came out, it didn't hurt.
Like, yeah, it. I felt itchy afterwards. I kind of felt, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it felt like chunks were passing through my urethra. Like, it felt like a slightly chunky pee a couple of times.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
It was more terrible, like, from the point of view of, like, the realization. Yeah, the realization was worse than the sensation. Like, there's stuff coming out my dick. Huh.
I didn't sign up for this.
No. So again, anyone who can hear me talking about stuff coming out my dick, go drink some water.
So
nope, I'm having a Coke.
So water is like, not drinking water is the primary cause of it?
Yeah, apparently not hydrating enough kind of chronically, which I guess I hadn't been doing enough of. Yeah, that'll get you the dick sand.
There's another kind of stone we can get, right?
There's lots of different stones. Your body's all full of stones.
There's kidney stones.
There's gallstones.
Gallstones. Are those terribly painful? Do you know? I mean, I know you haven't had them.
I've heard, yes.
Okay.
But, yeah, I could not tell you, you know, kidney stone or gallstone, who wins that Pokemon battle.
What do I have to drink to not get a gallstone?
I don't know.
God,
my jism,
damn it,
Tim.
Andy.
My jism.
Well, sometimes you got to get a gallstone.
My vomit, slave. My vomit.
I wasn't sure which way you were going to go.
Sometimes you got to, get a gallstone. Aww.
You guys are funny.
Thank you.
So while Andy's body is falling apart that way, I had some strep throat.
Neat.
That is... If you ever wanted to know what the sensation is of swallowing glass, get yourself some strep throat.
Yeah.
Because then anytime you swallow anything, it will be like swallowing glass.
Yeah. When you were texting us, you're like, well, I know a great way to lose weight. Just get a sore throat that's too sore to eat anything. I was like, that sounds like the last time I had strep throat.
Well, I didn't think it was because Danelle had a sore throat the week before and then it just went away on its own. I'm like, well, that's probably what I have. I finally caught it. And I'm like, but mine's not going away. And this fucking hurts like asshole shit. Like, I couldn't even swallow my own spit.
Yep.
I was like, this sucks. But man, when you first get those antibiotics and then you can take that first swallow, oh, that is a magical time.
Oh, yeah.
But you could everything. Talk okay.
No, bring your dick over.
Yeah, it didn't hurt. It wasn't like my vocal cords at all. It was just the actual act of swallowing. So it was like my tonsils. Like, I at one point I looked in the mirror. I'm like, oh, those are nodules on my tonsils. That was warning number one I saw online of this being strep throat.
Yep.
So then I was like, hello, Kaiser. Can you fix this? And then I found out I have a horrible gag reflex.
Oh.
So when they're trying to stick the little Q-tip swab to check and see if that's what I have, they're like, and she was not gentle. She was like, okay, gum!
Did you throw
and
so up?
I was like, can you? No, but I was like, well, unfortunately, I hadn't had anything in my stomach to throw up, so it would just been like, a cloud of dust comes out. What was that? Vomit. And then she's like, let me try it again. And I was like, okay, she's gonna go slower this time. She's like, you wanna do it? I'm like, give me that goddamn thing. And then I'm trying to do it, but then I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I see it coming, and that's just even the visual of seeing it coming towards the back of my throat, I'm like, haw, 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 haw. I'm like, you got it. You got it, okay? You got it. I'm leaving.
Wait, so you were able to do it, Tim?
Yeah. I think she actually got it the second time she shoved it through the back of my throat. I'm like, Criminy, you are not a gentle lover.
Hey, I don't want to try anal for the first time. Sure. Oh, God.
I'm like, she didn't seem like she even wanted to be there. I'm like, you're the one working on a Saturday. What do you think is going to happen? People come in here, it's all sunshine and rainbows. We have the illnesses. Fix it.
Yeah.
But then got the meds. But however, I thought we're going to have to call it off again today because last night Danelle came home and she had like the really bad stomach ache and she started throwing up. Oh, it was awful. She threw up so much, her nose started bleeding.
Oh.
Oh.
But
oh.
I hope you know. But I wasn't aware of that from behind. I just see her throwing up and then I see blood in the toilet. I'm like, that is bad. And then I look and her nose is bleeding. I'm like,
she's
oh,
like,
okay.
It's okay. Are you? The blood came from my nose hole. Like,
and then I was like, oh, wait, my stomach doesn't feel good, but it's coming out the other way. I'm just like just a faucet of turds.
Oh,
did you
I
both
paid real
eat
money
the same
this
place?
Week for a faucet of turds.
What, Noah?
Did you both eat at the same place?
Nope. We didn't eat anything. I blame mine on the pizza I'd had on Wednesday that I had leftovers of on Friday. I think that's because I haven't eaten anything since then. I still don't really have much of a diet or two. And then the baby woke up in the middle of the night, and I'm like trying to pat him and pat him. And I'm like, oh, things are getting bad again. Oh, this is going to happen. I'm starting to sweat.
Oh.
Things are starting to change color. I'm like, Danelle, could you hop in there and take over for a minute? Because I've got to...
Oh, you want to hold it? Multitask? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
So we're both just sort of cradling our stomachs this morning, like, oh, life is miserable.
No bueno.
Good times. So, Noah.
How did your body fail you this week?
Yeah,
my body
all right.
Was pretty good, actually.
Went camping.
No more fake heart attacks.
Or fart attacks.
What was that?
Fake heart attacks or fart attacks?
You're giving me a fart attack. A fart attack.
Yeah, I went camping in Tahoe with the group that I did the training with back in May, where I did like when I took off for like a week, went backpacking. It was like a little reunion trip. As is with the Bay Area, most people flaked before it was time for the trip. Like, I think there was like supposed to be like 9 other people. There's like 5 of us, which was actually totally fine. It was a lot of fun. Slept underneath the stars, saw little tiny frogs, saw some deer. Yeah, we walked around for a little bit, and then we had pie.
Poontang pie?
No, French apple pie. Is that a thing?
Yes.
Sure?
Yeah. Okay. I knew it was
it's
like...
actually my favorite type of apple pie. What, Dutch apple pie is my favorite.
Oh, that's right. I think it was Dutch, Andy. What makes it Dutch?
It's got the crumbles.
You both pay a half of these.
Tim, you're funny, man.
Had to get in there before Andy had real knowledge.
Wait. Hey, before Andy tells you the real thing, I'm going to make a joke. Hold on, everybody.
I gotta throw some bullshit out of here first.
Yeah, it was amazing how many stars you could, and you could see, like, the Milky Way, kind of. Like, you know, not where we're in the Milky Way, but, like, you could see, like, this kind of, like, cloudiness going across the sky.
Yep.
It was just like you would lay there and you see like a few stars and you see a few more. And then all of a sudden, like, holy shit, there's a lot of fucking stars in the sky. I mean, I knew that, but just like you don't really get to see it like when you live in the city. So it was nice.
Truth.
Definitely want to do more backpacking.
Pack that back.
Yeah.
I assume neither of you did, but did either of you buy Star Wars tickets?
I did not. Although I took my cue from you, Noah. I have not seen the trailer.
But you've seen a trailer, right?
I saw, well, yeah, I've seen the trailer that came out a long time ago, but one just came out like... I don't know, Tuesday?
Novalivia 2015!
The one, you
That's
saw
like,
the one
I'm
where the black
it.
Guy was running, right?
Yes.
I know they have slaves in the galaxy far, far away. 12 years of Stormtrooper.
Did you guys hear that somebody tried to start like a hashtag about boycotting Star Trek because J.J. Abrams hates white males?
Star Wars, and yes. And I'm pretty sure that's just someone trolling.
Yeah, pretty sure too.
But then it made all the news. I'm like, that guy got exactly what he wanted.
Yep.
I'm like, don't listen to... And then, like, there was, like, a news story that someone committed suicide because there was a black person in Star Wars. I'm like, but it was, like, from a satirical site. I'm like, God damn it, people. Check your sources.
People do not bother to, like, click through and kind of see, like... Especially when something controversial, they're just like, I'm posting the shit out of this. I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. Take a moment. Use your little Google fingers.
Yeah.
See what's up.
Use a little Google fingers.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think internet's making us dumber. I think it just makes us easier and quicker just to spread disinformation. Like, you know, I'm sure when we were kids, we all heard stories. Oh, did you hear about this? You know.
Yeah, Richard Gere shoving gerbil up his ass.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, yeah, it sounds like some shit that's probably not true, but we'll all talk about it and pretend it is.
Yep.
Where now it's like, fact. Look, I'm posting it. Fact.
And back then, like, it was not easy for us to check if something was real or not. Now it's so easy. Like,
thank you, Snopes.
I got time for that.
Yeah, but people don't want to fucking check, or they just don't want to believe it. Like, no, that's true. That really happened.
I mean, I hate
when you present somebody with the evidence that what they're saying is true, and they're like, well, whatever. It could have been true.
It's possible. I mean,
like when people say dumb shit that Sarah Palin said that she didn't actually say, I'm like, fucking, she says plenty of dumb shit. You don't need to make up extra dumb shit. And like, well, she might have said it. Well, she didn't. She might have said the Pythagorean theorem. She didn't say that either. It's not just go with what she might have said.
Are you guys watching Last Week Tonight with John Oliver?
Yes.
As much as I can find online.
Okay. The most recent episode, they talk about, like, you know.
Oh, quotes, yes.
Snowball in the year 2015.
Like, yes. Like, even Obama did it. He's like, Abraham Lincoln said none of those things.
Well, and there have been times where people have done, there was one guy who was trolling with pictures of Taylor Swift and Hitler quotes.
Yeah, I think we talked about it on the show.
Yes, and they were all the fuck over Facebook. It's beautiful.
Like the thing about him saying the thing about gun rights, he's like, I've never said it, but I've seen it so often, I'm starting to legitimately question whether or not I did say it.
My wife actually looked it up, and it was a different comic on the thing that he was hosting that he used to do, John Oliver's...
On Comedy Central?
Yeah, New York Stand-Up Special or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it was another comic on a John Oliver show. That was it.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Then again, she looked it up on the internet, so that's probably a line of bullshit.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
We need proof. I finished reading The Martian.
It's about time.
It was good. It was good.
Did you see the movie?
Or
you
I'm not. Wait? I was going to... I don't know, soon. See it soon. Maybe today. Yeah, like, it wasn't like the best written book ever, but it was definitely, quick read. It didn't feel too slow. And, like, you know, it's interesting that, you know, the guy who wrote it did all, you know, did a lot of research into the science of what he was writing about, like, you know, will this work? So, it was enjoyable.
And the answer was no, but I'm writing a book anyway.
No. He was well-researched.
I gotta get to the end of this book. So, a unicorn comes in, and he eats the unicorn.
it sustains him for a year. Just that one little ounce of unicorn meat. It's magical.
It was a big unicorn.
I started reading the Steve Jobs biography. It's fucking... That is a much slower read.
The Steve Jobs biography? There's only one?
Biography, yes. Like, this is the one where he, like, talked to a guy. Like, isn't biography, like... Well, I don't know what you call it when you have someone write it for you, but you're involved in the process.
Authorized biography.
There we go. Authorized biography.
Aha.
Sorry. Biography is just someone else wrote about you, regardless if you're involved or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, so this is the authorized
biography.
Like,
I could write a Steve Jobs biography. It would suck, but I could write it. Steve Jobs.
He created the iPod and the iPhone. Yay. Yeah, so this one's written.
He did a rap battle with Bill Gates, and it was awesome.
He didn't really.
What? Not according to this biography.
It's so interesting just reading, like, in general, like, about people and how one person kind of, like, or a couple of key people... Like, if they'd gone the other way, it's like, what would you have become? I'm sure that happens, you know, could happen with any of us, like, you know. But, yeah, it's like, just reading, on, like, early on in his life, like, there's some people that made some key, you know, impressions on him, I think, you know, positively affected him. Also, like, some people, negative impression. Like, I think being adopted is something he struggled with. From what I learned in the first, like, 20 pages. There's many more to go.
Sorry. The adoption thing. I had dinner with my brother and sister-in-law last night, and they were talking to Drew because they're moving here finally. Like it's happening. They got an offer on their house. They were looking at houses in Chattanooga this week. They're going to be fairly close to where I live now. And they were talking about how my sister-in-law's sister is going to move at the same time that they do, and get a house with her mother and her daughter. And they were telling Drew that, like, oh, you know, your three boy cousins are coming. And then my sister-in-law goes, and one girl cousin. And my brother goes, technically. And his wife turns and goes, hey, just because my sister's adopted doesn't mean she's not my sister. He's like, whoa, I just meant that that Drew is not technically related to her because it's your sister. And you're Andy's sister-in-law.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, you were really quick to jump on the adopted thing and not the whole sister-in-law thing.
Well, so what you're saying is Drew could bang his cousin.
Well, yes, I guess.
All right. Drew, lay the groundwork early.
He's not so much laying pipe at this point as laying straws.
Drew, don't listen to Tim.
If she wants a lemonade, go get it for her, you know what I mean? Pull out her chair. Then, about 10 years, reap those dividends.
Don't listen to Tim. Drew, if you do one thing in your life, don't listen to Tim.
Dividends, Drew. Dividends.
Compounding interest.
Which means divide that end.
What does that mean, Addy? What does
that mean? I don't know. I think he means putting it in the butt.
Yes.
Ah, I knew it. Do we want to get to our high five before we run out of time?
Oh, shit.
I'm willing.
What?
Give me a moment.
No,
you son of a bitch.
If you're doing a high five, no, we'll leave you waiting.
I pretty much know what I want to do. I just haven't written it down.
Well, then I will set up why I wanted to do this week. So as if you're involved in, if you're anywhere near the internet or a television or even a radio on Wednesday, you knew Wednesday was Back to the Future Day, the day that Marty, Marty, Doc, and Jennifer arrived in 2015. And I fell down the rabbit hole of nostalgia for that movie. I forgot how much I loved Back to the Future in general and Back to the Future 2 specifically. I fucking love that movie.
You know what I didn't love about that movie?
Nope. Don't care. Don't need to spoil it.
Fine.
Why you gotta shit on my happiness?
Fine.
I just defriended somebody on Facebook because they felt the need to shit on Back to the Future 2.
Really?
Actually, Back to the Future in general. Let's be fair. I didn't particularly like this person anyway, and I was like, that's it. Straw, last click.
Camel back.
This kind of negativity in my life. What didn't you like about the movie, you asshole?
Just the weird prosthetics to make Marty's the new guy playing Marty's dad look like Crispin Glover.
I was listening to Crispin Glover giving an interview about why he got recast in part two and that people still thought it was him and he was angry about it. And
didn't he win a lawsuit?
Yeah, he did. He sued just so people would know, according to him, that it wasn't him in the movie. But like he was concerned about the materialistic message of the first one, that when Marty goes back in the future and his family is better, like they have more money. And he's like, so money equates to happiness? That's a bad moral. It's like, shut up.
Wait, so he was in the second one?
And he was not.
It's the 80s. Of course money equates to happiness. It's the fucking 80s.
Well, and it's not like that's all it was, because it's not like they had drastically changed their situation. They just, I mean, they were still in the same house, in the same neighborhood. They just...
Yeah, like the house just didn't look like shit, and they had nicer cars. And apparently hiring, wife's attempted rapist to, well, no, I guess not attempted, to do the detailing.
But, yeah, I fucking love that movie. I loved hoverboards, and I was so bummed that the fucking Cubs couldn't make it happen. Stupid Cubs. So I don't like sports.
And you were at a sports thing, too.
I was. My day job has, like, a suite at the new 49er stadium, and so we got to go. I'm like, well, nice. I don't know about all the sports, but the free burgers, pizza, cookies, popcorn, and soda is nice. but if you're going to order them, just, like, a can of Pepsi in the suite, $28.
Wait, what?
Yes. You heard that right. A can of Pepsi, $28.
What the fuck?
What?
How does
and
that
the water
even...
was like... Because they bring it to you in the suite. That's all you need.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
So if you ordered two cans, would it be like $29?
No. It would be...
56?
56. It took me a minute. Perhaps longer than it should have.
Okay.
Yes, it would be 56.
Well, in fairness, you were shitting your brains out the other day, so yesterday?
a couple hours ago.
Yeah. So, yes, you're allowed to take a little bit of extra time to do multiplication.
But yeah. And, like, I was like, hey, guys, you want some chicken wings? Maybe. Do you $122 want some chicken wings?
Like, the price is right there. They don't even try to fucking cover it up. Like,
no. Here's
how we're going to fuck you.
There's, like, a little iPad that you gotta just punch in your order on, and then they'll come bring it in. Well,
what?
I think the idea is that, like, these are all big corporate deals, and then, like, your corporate office pays for it, so they can charge, like, wacky amounts.
What the fuck is wrong? Like... This is why America's fucked up, man. Like, even if they brought it to you, fucking, like, unless they brought you on a fucking unicorn or something, like, why would it be 20?
And then I can eat
so
the unicorn
sense.
And stay alive on Mars.
Fucking, you're probably overpaying when you pay a fucking dollar for soda.
Our company had pre-bought stuff that was already in the fridge and that we could drink, and so then we looked at how much prices were, like someone was drinking water, it's like, wow, I've had like 5 of these. I've drank over $100 in water this afternoon. And then we started making jokes about just pouring it down, like, yeah, what? Oh, I'm so rich.
Oh my God. I understand, like, when you're at that level, $20 doesn't seem much. But just, like, the fact that people are just like, you're rich, I'm going to just fucking overcharge the shit out of you. Yeah, fuck you.
And so, and then I was like, oh, I wonder if they have any cotton candy here. And they're like, oh, I can see about go getting you some. I'm like, don't go get anything. I just want to know if they had it.
Don't even look
at it. Stay right there. Don't leave my sight. Stay right there.
For me to go check about cotton candy, it's going to cost you $10.
Yeah. Go on break or something, man. For me to go on break, it's only $5. Wait, what?
All right, I have my movies ready.
All right, so that's... Anyway.
Sports!
That was a long way around to say that I wanted to do our top five, or high five time travel movies that are not Back to the Future.
High five!
Oh!
So here we go.
I don't know if I missed that part, but I didn't pick that one, so it works.
Did you put Back to the Future on your list?
No, I said I did not pick that one.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize that was the restriction. That's all.
Well, it just seemed kind of obvious.
Your mom seems kind of obvious.
Although, if one of you says Back to the Future 3, I'll let you have it. All right. Do you want me to start? Does somebody else want to start?
Tim, go ahead.
All right. I apologize. It's probably taking one of Andy's. Star Trek First Contact.
It is. But you know what? I got a shitload.
Okay, good. It's a good movie. It's the best Next Generation movie. They go back in time to stop the Borg from assimilating Earth on First Contact Day. Good times. Resistance is futile.
Resistance is futile.
You got drunk Troy. What more do you need out of life?
Didn't you have Smooth as an Android's Butt Riker in that one? No, that's...
No, that's the next one.
Yeah.
Hey, nerds. What's the name of the episode where Data fucks the other lady? With the short hair.
Tasha Yar. What is the name of that? Naked Now?
I think it is Naked Now.
Oh, I knew you guys would know it.
I'm not certain that's correct, though.
But the fact that you could just pull it so quick, I'd be like, fuck if I know.
Naked Now is the third episode of the first season of Star Trek Next Generation. Deliberately followed up the events of the original series, The Naked Time. Yep, that's the one. Supergiant Star.
Nailed it.
Round of Laughter.
I'm just so
impressed
that you remember the names of the episodes.
I don't normally. I just, for some reason, I think because I knew it was a takeoff of another episode.
Yep. That was also a naked thing.
Like, if you'd picked another random episode, I don't know that I could have done it.
I cannot tell you the name of one episode of Star Trek. Like, I watched it. I just never paid attention to the episode names.
Well, Tasha Yar dies in the skin of evil.
Oh, I probably could have come up with that one.
wait.
The Best of Both Worlds, Part 1 and 2 is where Picard joins the Q.
No, he joins the Borg.
Borg, sorry. Yes.
What's the name of the episode? The season, was it the series finale where it's like old Picard and young Picard?
All good things.
Yes.
Ah, that was lit.
No, so the flute did reappear in that one, but the flute was introduced in...
I don't know what that one's called.
Guys are such nerds. I love it.
hang on. Oh, The Inner Light.
Yes.
Tim's like, I can't really name episodes normally. Oh, what's that? I know that one.
Well, but these are my favorite episodes. Like, you talk about some shitty ones that I don't remember. I probably won't be able to come up with it.
Was the one that Q became human, Q who?
Well, I don't know. They're all Q something, and they'd all get lost.
Yes. Well, the one that introduced the Borg, though, that was a... I mean, Q factored heavily into that episode. I just can't remember if that one was actually a Q pun.
I think it was Q, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Q. Anyway, we've fallen down a rabbit hole. Andy,
yes,
go ahead.
I'm going to take Time Bandits.
You're going to have Time Bandits all to yourself.
You douchey motherfucker.
Oh, maybe not.
Oh. Terry Gilliam, kid traveling around through time with a bunch of little people. It's all super crazy. None of it makes fucking sense.
That's what I remember. I remember watching that movie as a child, liking it as a child, but not knowing what the fuck was going on. Like, I remember there was a horse at one point running through hallways or something.
Yes. Yeah, because they brought the horse back with them. Yeah, so it was like the little people were God's helpers, and they stole a map to time and space where they could find all of the hidden doors that led from one place to another, and one of them happened to be in this kid's room, and that's how he got pulled into all of this. So it was like they're in places that make like absolutely no fucking sense, or like from stories. Like, I'm pretty sure that Robin Hood showed up at one point. I own the movie. It's been a little while since I watched it, but yeah, for balls out Terry Gilliam weirdness, don't watch Brazil. Go straight to Time Bandits. That is the most Terry Gilliam movie I think that has ever been made.
Boom, Gilliamed.
Yes.
Noah, what did you hastily scribble down?
Safety not guaranteed.
All right.
Never seen that.
It's a love story, but it has time travel. But it's kind of, the premise is like based on, which I actually think wasn't real. It turned out not being real, but it's supposedly this article in a like a classified article.
You must bring your own weapons.
I've only done this a couple times before. Safety not guaranteed. So basically, yeah. Looking for someone to time travel with. So the premise of the movie is like these reporters go out and find this guy who posted this article, and kind of, I don't think they tell him, the reporters. So the girl is just kind of pretending like she wants to time travel with him. And eventually, you know, during the process, they fall in love, and like, it's a good story. And spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, which either are you planning to see it?
No.
Okay. There's time travel.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, sorry.
I was like, by the fact that you put it on this list, you've already spoiled that alert.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could say, yeah. I'm just letting you know. But yeah, it was very enjoyable.
Okay. I'll save that for somebody else, because maybe someone will jump on that one, and I will go with The Muppet Christmas Carol.
There's time travel in that?
Where do you think The Ghost of Christmas Past takes you? To the present?
Good.
How about The
point.
Ghost of Christmas Future?
Good point.
Did I just blow your motherfucking mind,
you
motherfucker?
Did.
The next episode of Can't Wait for Christmas focuses on a Christmas Carol, the actual novel, the writing of it.
Snowball in the year 2015!
And so that was fresh on my mind. I was like, hey, that's a good time travel movie. So, boom, Muppet Christmas Carol.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to go way more obvious than that and say Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Righteous.
Right on.
Merde,
merde, merde, merde, merde, merde, merde, merde, merde, merde.
Ziggy Piggy, Ziggy Piggy, Ziggy Piggy.
Napoleon swearing after he bowled.
I know.
It just made me laugh so much as a kid. Like, I don't remember anything else about that movie, really, except for Napoleon's trying to bowl. He hits a gutter ball, and he just starts slamming his hand on the ground, and the subtitle goes, shit, 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 shit. Yes. I was like, this is the best movie ever.
Like, this movie's saying shit, and I'm allowed to watch it.
What were you saying, Noah? Man.
I have not seen this movie in a while. I think I need to watch it again.
Well, if you're really future us, what number are we thinking of?
69, dudes. I guess I do remember more about that movie than I thought.
Yes. That's one of those jokes that as a kid, it's like, oh, that's funny because it really is them. And then as an adult, you're like, ha, dirty. All right, Noah.
Yeah. All right. So next will be X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, you cocksucking motherfucker.
Decent choice.
Yeah, like, that was just a really enjoyable X-Men movie, and, like, different time travel, all different characters, like, I don't know, just a very enjoyable movie.
I did love the nod to, Quicksilver being Magneto's kid.
Oh, and fucking, like, they should have had whoever played Quicksilver in the Avengers movie, because he was fucking awesome. The one they had in the Avengers movie was like, eh. Oh, I guess that was, what's his name? Kick-Ass,
you
right?
Just said the same thing twice. Yeah. Which one did you mean?
Sorry. X-Men's Days of Future Past, Quicksilver was awesome. The Avengers one, not so good.
Yeah.
Well, they did that on purpose to try and screw the Avengers.
Ah. Well, all right. Politics.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, you know, enjoyable movie. All the people they've gotten to play, like, you know, I liked Michael Fassbender and his big penis playing Magneto.
I like it when they're in the 60s and they're about to stop. what's the fucking name? Jennifer Lawrence.
Mystique.
And for some reason, Wolverine sees Stryker and it pulls him out of his little time travel thing. And so regular 1960s Wolverine comes back and he doesn't know what's going on. He looks over and sees Beast and he's like, what the hell is that? Just, his read on that line is so funny.
What's his name's Wolverine? Hugh Jackman's Wolverine in his one big vein in his arm creeps me out. I don't know.
It always does. If we cannot mention Wolverine without you talking about his sneaky vein.
It's so creepy to me. I don't know why. It just looks like it's going to burst any moment.
It is, and it'll still kill you.
It's just the force of the blood that comes rocketing out of that sneaky vein. Noah, right. Me arm worm is bleeding at you at high velocity.
All right, I'm deciding. This is a big one. I bet it's on both your lists. I don't know if I should take it or not.
Do it.
I know. I think I know which one.
Do
Terminator
it.
2, Judgment Day.
You piece
not
of shit.
On my list.
Wow.
I loved it, just not on my list.
That movie is fucking awesomeness.
Yeah, it is.
There are parts of that movie, though, where Eddie Furlong, they're trying to make him a little bit too cool 90s teen for me. Like, there's a couple of moments where I'm like, yeah, this could have done with a better actor.
You know what? Andy's never so appreciative of something that he can't find a way to find flaws in it.
Andy sees the good and the bad in all things. Andy walks this world with his eyes wide open, Tim.
No, not Tim. Shut those motherfuckers. I walk into walls, but I'm happy. Anyway, I love Terminator 2. That was the first Terminator movie I ever saw. And if I had been smart, it should have been the last.
That was a different movie than the first Terminator.
The one we saw together was enjoyable, Tim.
It was enjoyable. I'm just being funny.
Yeah.
But Terminator 3 and 4, unnecessary.
Muerte. Oh, yeah. I haven't seen Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey in a while. I need to see that with all those quotes you guys
have
doing.
I haven't seen that ever.
It's not nearly as good as Excellent Adventure.
Wait,
so
which
Excellent
one
Adventure is on my list. Bogus Journey is not.
Oh, okay. Whichever one you guys were quoting.
That was Excellent Adventure.
Okay.
I think it might be streaming. I think I passed it by something. Maybe not. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix.
I know Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 are streaming on Amazon Prime. So I watched that, even though I have the DVDs. And then I also watched the DVDs. So don't worry about me. I watched it.
Don't you worry about me. I'm good.
Very good.
Andy, what do you got?
So I'm going to go back to the Terry Gilliam well, and I'm going to drop 12 monkeys in here.
Oh, you piece of shit.
I love everything about that movie. I I love Bruce Willis's take on his character. Like, he has, like, I don't know what it is. It's like there's like an earnestness and like just an utter confusion. But at the same time, he's like, he's super caring and incredibly brutal. And it's like the character that he's playing, you can buy into the fact that this dude is a violent criminal that has been sent back in time to try to redeem himself. And if he wasn't broken before they did it, sending him back sure as shit broke him the rest of the way. Yeah, you can spend a good amount of that movie wondering, is this really a time travel movie? Or is he just crazy?
Crazy as a loon.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Jim. Yes. Good.
Oh, yes.
What drugs did they give you?
Brad
How much?
Pitt was fucking awesome, that movie.
Know your drugs. Know your doses, man.
I think that's like why I love Brad Pitt, because he's a very good-looking guy, but he does not always pick like those roles that you would think like, you know, a very good-looking guy would pick.
Yeah. Yeah, you think it would have been really easy for him to fall into, you know, pretty boy poser or whatever. He's like, nope, I'm going to eat in every single one of my roles. Give me something greasy. My character got to eat. Yeah, the 12 Monkeys Brad Pitt was. like, what is this?
I'm going to pick one that I bet neither of you have heard of, called Time Crimes.
Time Crimes! I
only have heard of it because of looking this up, and I absolutely want to watch it now.
It is so good. Like, it is definitely one of those, like, layered, like, mind fucks of, like, wait, what's going on? I don't want to say too much, but here, I'll read the synopsis. But yeah, it's just like, what the fuck is going on? A man accidentally
gets... That's a synopsis?
No, no. A man accidentally gets into a time machine, travels back in time nearly an hour. Finding himself will be the first of a series of disasters. Wait, sorry. Finding himself will be the first of a series of disasters of unforeseeable consequences.
Interesting.
And yeah, it just goes from there. And you're like, it gets progressively, you're like, wait, what's going on? And then when you finally figure out, you're like, oh, shit. So, yeah, it's definitely one of those kind of twisty, and probably if you think about it too hard, like, it might not make sense, but it's a very enjoyable ride.
I think almost all time travel movies, if you think about it too hard, they don't make sense.
I would say that's apt, Tim.
Well, because there's always like, well, if they'd just done this instead of that, they could have done that. Well, then there wouldn't have been a movie.
that's not just apt, it's prescient. But let's not travel too far into the future.
All right. All right, so my next one is not one that I would have even thought of as a time travel movie, but when I was looking up time travel movies, it was listed. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to use that one. I bet it's not on any of your lists. Well, we'll see. Galaxy Quest.
It's not on my list. When do they travel in time?
Activate the Omega 13.
Oh my god, they travel 13 seconds in time.
Exactly.
Spoiler alert.
I was like, that's not a time travel. Oh, it is a time travel movie. It's barely a time travel movie, but it's still an awesome movie, so I'm picking it.
Yeah, that's another one that I never thought was a time travel movie, which I didn't mention yet because I wasn't sure someone picked it, but...
I have one on my honorable mentions that is exactly as much time travel as Galaxy Quest.
My number one is almost exactly as much time travel as Galaxy Quest.
Oh, well, then your number one may be on my honorable mentions list.
We'll see. Why don't we go to your number two?
Indeed. So I'm actually going to... I'm going to pick a movie that's not... I wouldn't say it's a great sci-fi movie. I wouldn't say it's even a great movie. But it is enjoyable as hell, and I can watch it all the fucking time. And that is Star Trek IV: The Voyage Home.
We're going
to send the entire Enterprise to the mid-80s to gather some whales so that they can talk to a space probe. Does any of that make any fucking sense? No, just go with it. Why?
Well, no, because they don't take the Enterprise. They take a stolen Klingon bird of prey.
They take the Enterprise? Or you take the entire crew of the Enterprise.
It's like not knowing it was called the Naked Now.
Did I not say the word crew of the Enterprise? Because I know they went and they captured Bird of Prey.
I don't think you did, but I'll let it slide.
Maybe I said the entire Enterprise. Yeah, I meant the entire crew of the Enterprise back in time to save some whales, to talk to a probe in the 80s.
As you do. That just makes sense.
Yes.
And until 2009 Star Trek, that was the most successful Star Trek ever.
And rightly so. And you know why?
Chicken thigh.
Colorful metaphors.
Well, double dumbass on you. Yeah, to use the whales to receive torpedoes or any dipshit stuff like that. No, ma'am, no dipshit. He's part of the free speech movement in Berkeley. I think he did a little too much LDS.
That's another one of those jokes where as an adult I'm like, Mormon. Oh, good times.
I like how pretty much every one of Andy's one has just been like, hey, let's quote it.
Andy picked some very quotable movies. Oh, Noah.
My next one, I had to drop some other ones in here since you fuckers stole mine. Predestination.
I saw that one. I've never heard of it.
It's good.
I saw it listed.
It's also a mind fuck, and also there's definitely a time paradox. You're like, what? That doesn't work.
I guarantee you it's not a time fuck or a mind fuck if you have actually read the short story, All You Zombies.
I have not.
Well, look at Andy dropping some meta knowledge.
Yes, that would be the story. Like, I saw a trailer for that. I'm like, this looks a lot like All You Zombies. And then, like, a little bit more happens. I'm like, this is fucking All You Zombies. And then the end of the trailer comes up with, like, the credits. It's, like, based on, I think it's a Heinlein short story, but based on All You Zombies. I'm like, yep, okay. I know exactly. I turned to my wife, I'm like, I know how that movie ends.
But, like, isn't the story kind of a mindfuck?
Oh, it absolutely is.
Okay.
It is not a two-hour mindfuck. It's about, like, 10 pages. So, like, I do not know how they managed to stretch that into 2 hours. Yes, it is Heinlein. Look at me go. Big brain on Andy. Mm.
Well, I'm not sure if the short story covers, but they definitely just kind of talk about, well, here, so I'm going to say spoilers.
Tim, you may want to plug your ears.
I'm never going to see it.
Okay.
I'm never going to see anything.
So in the book, does the main character have a sex change?
Yes.
Okay.
Short story.
I think it just talks more about her, that person's journey.
Yeah.
So that's how they kind of fluff it out. And then there's some time travel.
Fluff it.
Yes. The unwed mother.
Yes. Who is her own father.
Yes. Shh. I know where I came from, but where did all you zombies come from?
What does that refer to?
Meaning that the character knows exactly the time travel paradox is the character's origin. So the character knows that he slash she is his slash her own mother slash father and kidnapper and everything else. And at the end of it, it's sort of this meditation on, you know, I am self-contained. Where did all of you, you know, brainless shambling horde come from?
Okay. By the way, the actress who plays the young time travel and unmarried mother.
Yeah.
Very attractive lady. Just throwing out there. She's a redhead.
If you're out there,
Ethan Hawke also.
Attractive lady, give Noah a call.
Hey, Sarah Snook. I live in the city with three other guys, but, you know, I got a good smile.
He does? And Noah gives
and
good
nice
hugs?
Ass.
Ooh, I give
ass.
Great hugs.
Special hugs.
Quite respectable sized cock.
Hey. Friends first.
Yeah, respectable does it a disservice.
I know.
People salute it. Attention.
Cock on the deck.
Noah's cock is so big. It's got 10 bars. I don't know. I don't know fucking military shit. Andy.
At that point, it's stars, Noah.
Okay.
Actually, not for naval stuff. It's something
it's
else.
It's a 4-star dick.
You know, I don't even want to make a joke. I do not want to disparage people who work, who serve in the army and whatnot.
I was going to say, you know, they are just people. They're not like, you know, special like superheroes or anything like that. They're people doing a job. You don't need to worship them. But then I realized their job is teaching them how to kill people. So, yeah, Noah, don't fuck with them.
Yeah. I'm just saying their job is a lot harder than my job.
Yes, I will agree on that.
I said, Das, your printers are working. Have you tried turning off and turning back on again? No. Okay.
He's a hero.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, my job at no point has ever asked me to shoot somebody, even to contemplate shooting somebody. That's all just
ironically,
hobby.
Ironically, my job makes me constantly want to shoot somebody.
Different versions of the same joke.
Yet it's not allowed. In fact, it's very strictly forbidden.
Yeah.
I should mention my listeners
I'm
in
pretty
no,
sure
no would... particular order, by the way.
You know,
yeah, as was mine.
Yeah. Work's got too many rules. Society's got too many rules. They just have no rules. Just let the free market sort it out. Tim wants to kill some people, the market will figure it out.
Exactly.
Invisible hand, motherfuckers! All right, Tim, what's your number one?
My number one?
Dun-dun-dun. Batman?
You son of a bitch. The part of the movie that everybody hates, when Superman flies backwards around the world to turn back time, and then forwards around the world to go back forward in time. That's how that would work. Who cares? Love that movie.
Yep, I called it. That was on my honorable mention list, because I was pretty sure you were going to grab it.
I almost went with the Richard Donner cut of Superman 2, where he does the exact same thing, but I decided to stick with the original Superman. They had one gag, and it was turn the world back.
Turn the world around.
Turn back down.
Save Lois from the earthquake. All right, my turn.
Do it.
I gotta go Donnie Darko.
Of the
remaining
yes.
ones on my list, Donnie Darko stands out. Now, there is some disagreement among nerds online whether Donnie Darko is a time travel movie or whether it is an alternate reality travel movie, whether he's jumping universes or jumping time. However, when he closes the end of the outside loop in the alternate reality, returning time to its normal time, he returns to the point at which his alternate loop diverged from what should have been the normal time, and I'm going to go ahead and call it time travel.
All right.
Nerd!
Nerd! Yeah. Noah.
Yes?
Nerd it up and nerd it out.
I'm going to go with Hot Tub Time Machine.
Good one.
Yeah, it was on my honorable list.
I have not seen the second one, but the first one was fucking hilarious.
It was
way funnier than I thought it would be.
Yes, that's mostly why. Like, I was like, oh yeah, that was enjoyable, because I had low expectations. I actually have low expectations for the second one. I still haven't seen it, but maybe it will also surprise me.
Um.
Yeah, so, yeah, just super funny, like,
No one get to a hospital. I think you're stroking out.
No, I'm good. Someone sent me a text about some cakes I have to pick up later today for one of your birthday party. But what you guys had a let me start over. Did I go to Michael's first birthday party?
Tim? I can't remember if you did or not.
Do you expect people to get gifts for a 1 year old?
No, we're about to have James's 1 year old party, and I specifically put no gifts.
I did not get this 1 year old a gift, but then my friend did, Annie, and I was like, really? I didn't even think about getting the kid a gift. Like, it's one. I don't know. But I don't know. I don't know what the protocol is.
I don't think it's required.
I won't forget the cake.
I just texted Noah. Told him not to forget the cake.
So Hot Tub Time Machine, hilarious. I love Craig Robertson. He usually makes me laugh. The other guys, they were good. I don't particularly... I mean, John Cusack, he's cool. He's cool. I don't got much to say about it. It's enjoyable. Good laugh.
Yeah. It was a surprise that Crispin Glover was in it.
Oh. Yes, he was.
Honorable mentions, real quick, and then we'll wrap this out.
I think we got to start the honorable mentions with Groundhog Day. I think none of us put it on our list because we'd all texted about it earlier.
Yeah.
Right, and that's one I did not think about as a time travel movie until I was reading that list. So I'm like, oh, I guess it is.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is before you texted, I didn't want to seem like I was biting. Before you texted, I was like, oh, Groundhog Day, that'll be super clever.
That ruined it for you.
You did that. I'm like, fuck.
Well, along those same lines, one of my honorable mentions was Edge of Tomorrow.
Yes, that is a good one.
Groundhog Day in space.
Yes.
Well, I guess it's not in space. It's still on Earth, but with aliens.
Yeah, that was also a movie that was much better than I expected to be.
Yeah.
It was. The ending was a little like, oh, okay, you just rewrote how the universe works, but whatever.
Whatever. I liked it. And then my last honorable mention, Scrooged.
I knew that would be on your list if the the Muppets one was.
Good times.
So I got a couple more honorable mentions, but Noah, you want to drop any?
Oh, Looper.
Oh, yeah. That was another one that was much better than I thought it would be.
And yeah, that's it. All the ones I've left over, Looper. It was so interesting seeing like the one thing that was kind of cool that I never thought of before was like when they're cutting off his hand in the past or in the future. I'm trying to remember. Remember they were cutting off the guy's fingers?
They're cutting off the younger version of him. They're cutting parts off
younger version of him, and they're disappearing and wherever he was in the present. I was like, oh, fuck, that's crazy.
Yep.
So, that's all. Yeah, I mean, it didn't really make sense that they had to like do the whole thing to kill people, but still enjoyable.
Yeah, the premise of the thing does not make sense.
Yeah. Kind of like the whales.
Especially because they do kill somebody in the future, which is what makes Bruce Willis mad in the first place.
Yep. Also on my honorable mention list are Planet of the Apes.
You maniacs!
And Star Trek, the reboot, the J.J. Abrams one.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of a good quote to yell, so I didn't.
So, making it our third Star Trek movie on this list. They love time travel.
Indeed.
Frequently asked questions about time travel. I don't even know if that was ever in theaters, but it's an HBO production, and it is...
Oh, yeah!
I've mentioned it before. It is fucking great. That is an amazing time travel comedy.
I watched that because I think you mentioned it. I forgot you mentioned it. Then I heard about it somewhere else, and I was like, I should see that movie.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was good. It was definitely enjoyable. And like, I'm blanking kind of on what happened now, but I do remember enjoying it as I was watching it.
You made me think of another one that should have been on my honorable mentions list: Frequency.
Oh yeah, yeah, because their communications were time traveling.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
One on my honorable mentions list that's... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Lake House.
I don't know I if that was honorable the way or that, dishonorable.
I remember not liking the way that shook out.
Yeah. I've been totally kidding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so dishonorable. A couple of these I got reminded of by going through lists, but The Sound of Thunder, which is based on like the original, like, you know, Step on a Butterfly, the whole world changes.
Mm-hmm.
It was based on a short story. But just totally took that short story and, like, fist-fucked it into an action movie. So Sound of Thunder was fucking awful. Kate and Leopold, I got forced to watch that by an ex-girlfriend.
I think I liked that.
Oh, I hated it.
Not enough to put on this list, but I was like, this was enjoyable.
The Jacket, where Adrian Brody is put into a shelf in a morgue, and then either time travels or doesn't. Who knows? That movie was just a fucking slog. And absolutely my least favorite, I gotta say, unless somebody comes up with a really good alternative, this is gonna be my all-time least favorite time travel movie. T- timeline based on a Michael Crichton novel that was itself a shitty story that broke its own rules at the very end, where it wasn't even supposed to be that you were time traveling. It was supposed to be that you were jumping to alternate realities that happened to have run parallel but slightly slower or faster than the one you're in now. So it was quantum, like reality travel, not time travel, except a dude died and then other people came back and went to his grave. I'm like, so it was fucking time travel after all.
I remember there's an earlier episode of Tanacast where you went off on this movie.
Yes.
And how much you disliked it.
Yes. So Timeline was a piece of shit based on a piece of shit novel. And I don't know why I watched it. Well, it was free. I didn't go to the theaters and watch it. But I'm like, let's see if they did anything. Nope. This is even worse than the book.
Hooray.
But on my honorable mentions list of ones I haven't seen, I think I've mentioned before, I'm keeping this one in my back pocket. But Primer, because it's apparently a total head fuck of like exactly what's going on and like people looping back around into their own reality and like affecting things. And like, you're not sure, you know, how many times have they time traveled at this point? Who has time traveled? Who has been?
I need to watch that again because I did not understand it the first time I watched it.
That's what everybody says. Like, you will not understand this the first time you watched it. But the reason I haven't watched it yet is it's the last movie that my dad recommended I see.
Ah.
So I'm kind of holding on to that one because it's like, I don't know why. I know I'm a dumbass.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you holding on for? Like, I thought you were going to say it was going to be too hard for you to watch it.
He just wants to have something left to look forward to.
Yep.
From his dad.
Whoa, I got super sad there for a second. Thank you for saying that, Tim.
Sorry.
No. I mean, no. Like, thank you for getting those words out, because, yeah, I was choked up and unable to actually say essentially exactly what you just said.
I have to say, on a smaller scale, I got a little bit down, not depressed, but just, like, after the Back to the Future Day passed, I'm like, well, now what do we have to look forward to? Like, there's nothing.
We get to look forward to who's going to wear the cape and cowl in 2099. Marvel has their whole 2099 alternate universe where there's like future Spider-Man and future Batman.
Fucking, we will be long dead by then.
You don't know that. Medicine's getting better.
I know that. We are done for.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, we passed 2000. We passed 2012. We've now passed October 21st.
First? Oh, but wait. The day this comes out, hopefully, Sunday, October 25th, is the day that Biff steals the DeLorean and goes to 2015 in Back to the Future, The Ride. We got one day left.
All right. So if you wake up on the 26th and everything seems a little bit Universal Studios-y, you know why.
All right. Let's bag it. We've been going a little longer. My wife, who has stomach problems, has been alone with the kids this whole time. So.
All right. Well, go let her vomit in your mouth.
As I always do. Oh, not today, strep throat.
Remember, never trust when your chest gets tight, it might be a heart attack.
Or it might not.
Yeah, don't trust it. It's trying to psych you out.
And this week, I hate it when my body manufactures sand and then tries to pass it through a tube the size of a human hair.
Yay!
Size of human hair?
Nah, it's probably like the size of spaghetti. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Are we done recording? Good. I got a drop of deuce?
Alright.
Alright.
Enjoy that deuce. That healthy, healthy deuce.
Why couldn't you have stayed recording for saying that?
Well, you've got a recording of me and telling him to enjoy it.
Well, that doesn't make any sense without him saying, I'm going to drop a deuce.
Do the robot voice.
I have to drop a deuce. All right, well, I'm going to stop recording and check on my wife.
All right, give her hugs.
I will.
Special
dirty hugs.